All right, folks, we're here with Rutgers women's basketball coach Coquise Washington as she begins her second season in charge of the Rutgers women's basketball team. Last year, the team made a lot of strides. Obviously, the record 12-20, but it made a lot of strides. You saw a lot of the young players step up and have really great seasons. We'll talk all about the roster and the additions to the team as they begin a new season. But first, Coquise, welcome back here to Fox on the Road. And how are things going as you get ready for the season?
Things are going really well. It's fun being in the gym, getting the team ready for the season. We've got a tough schedule this year. You know, we play three of the four Final Four teams, even though the South Carolina game is just an exhibition. But we got a lot of tough competition, tough games, a lot of top 10 teams that are going to be on our schedule and coming through the JMA. So we're just trying to get ready for what's going to be a gauntlet.
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten, I mean, it's always a big challenge every year. How do you feel your club right now going into the season is kind of stacking up against this Big Ten for this season?
Well, you know what? The one thing is it's so hard to tell right now because of the transfer portal. Mm. So you really don't know, like, who's going to look like what. A team that you might think isn't going to be that talented. You never know who they get out the portal and how they're going to be used with the new team. So it's really hard to tell how everybody stacks up given the roster turnover. Mm. But, you know, I like the additions. Having said that, I like the additions that we've added to our team. We've got two transfers ourselves with Destiny and Maya Petticord, and you know, they've looked really good in practice. And then we've got the two true freshmen, Jill, who now has eligibility, and Lisa from Chicago, and they're looking good. So just trying to get through October. October is one of the hardest months because, you know, you get tired of practicing. And you're ready for games to start, so we're grinding away through October and trying to get ready for the start of the season.
Absolutely, and you mentioned some of the big additions you've made to the roster. Obviously, three impact players that people made note of, even on Media Day, the Big Ten Network made note of them. You mentioned them: Destiny Adams from North Carolina, Maya mm-hmm. Petticord from Texas A&M. Then you have the freshman four-star recruit coming over, and Lisa Thompson. How do you see the three of them really helping your club almost immediately on the court this year?
Yeah, well, I think the one thing for all three of them is they're very skilled players. And that was one of the things that in some respects we lacked last year, was especially in the backcourt, was just skilled backcourt players. And Maya and Lisa, two players who can play the point position and man that position very well. They bring some speed. They bring some athleticism. They bring scoring ability. They can both fill the basket up. And Destiny gives us a little bit of power and explosiveness inside to match and go with what China and KB bring. So definitely like what they bring to the table.
Yeah, fantastic. In addition, you have, of course, a lot of returning players. Obviously, Kayleen Smichael having the great year last year, now going mm-hmm. into her second year. What were the kind of expectations for her, and what are really her expectations for herself when you had a chance to sit down and talk with her before the season begins or preseason begins?
Yeah, I think, we've talked with our team and we've talked with the individual players that, you know, their focus is how do we move the team forward a little bit? How do we move the program forward from where we were last year? And as part of that, Kayleen is looking at how do I take my game better a little bit? So she's put a lot of work in on her ball handling this offseason. That was something that she wanted to get better at. She felt like it could make her a little bit more dynamic on the offensive end. And so she's really worked on that so she can be harder to guard and be able to create more opportunities for herself and more importantly for her teammates, because she got a lot of doubles and triple teams last year. And so she wants to be a little bit more savvy with her handle to be able to handle those double and triple teams.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the addition of the three new players, There's other opportunities for other players to, to help and score. You also got the three seniors on the team as well, and China Cornwell and Cassandra Brown and also Dibby. So you got a really deep roster going into this season.
Oh, compared to last year, yeah, definitely. And the thing that really is cool about our roster is that we have just a lot of versatility, so we can move people around and, we can go big, we can go small. So that versatility, I think, is going to serve us well in the Big Ten.
I mentioned your three seniors, obviously two of them are graduate students. How does having those three help your team, especially with a lot of younger players now going into the second year of a program?
Well, the thing is, with all the returning players, they're 1 year, one year familiar with what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So when we start talking about how we're defending things and how we're what we're going to run on offense, that familiarity really helps make it go smoother, make it go a little bit faster, and gives them an opportunity to model for the new players. And that's something that we didn't have last year. Everything we put in was brand new for everybody. And so having that continuity with the returning players and with the upperclassmen is really going to help.
Season will begin October 22nd, technically speaking, because you got this big preseason game coming up in South Carolina. How did this opportunity come about?
Yeah, just Dawn and I were talking, after Nikki's passing, and we were just talking about what we could do to honor her, and the idea of playing each other came up, and then it was just a matter of us, getting the NCAA to comply, and their administration and our administration had to make appeals to the NCAA. Once we got it going, Dawn had some charities down in South Carolina that could be the beneficiary. So it just made sense. And, we're happy to help make this happen for Nikki.
Absolutely. And again, the funds that are going for this game, they're going to be for the non-for-profit organization in Columbia, South Carolina, provides financial aid to women battling breast cancer. So it's a great foundation that's going to go to money is going to go to a good cause. Just a little bit more about, I know we've spoken about Nikki before, but just some of your thoughts about her as you get ready for this season.
Yeah. I miss Nikki. Yeah. She was such a character. She had a great personality, always smiling, great energy, very competitive. And she brought that competitive fire to our team. Got in the gym every day and she really connected with our players, connected with our staff. So we try to keep that, her presence, and keep that, the essence of what she meant to this program. We try to keep it alive every day. And so anything we can do to keep her name and her memory alive, we're happy to do it.
Absolutely. From the competitive standpoint, this game against South Carolina, what kind of challenge is that going to present to your club?
Oh, it's a big time challenge. They're reloading for another Final Four run. They've got a ton of talent. So it's a good measuring stick, to see where we are at this point in the season, and see some ways that we can, what we need to continue to hammer home and work on as we start the true test of the season. But that's what these exhibition games are for, and that's what these close scrimmages are for, is for you to get a chance to see where you are and keep preparing for the regular season. And that's exactly what we'll use this game for.
Well, it's like the old adage, you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, and we might as well go up against one of the best to get ready for a season in that regard, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The season begins with a three-game homestand. It starts up on November 6th, if I'm not mistaken, against Monmouth. You have Monmouth followed by Wagner, and then a very interesting SEC test with Auburn coming in. Just some of your thoughts on the early start to the season with those three home games.
Well, I think when you look at all three of those teams, starting with Monmouth, they, again, made great use of the transfer portal. They brought in, I think, four kids from Power Five schools, or at least two kids from Power Five schools, and a couple other transfers. So they're going to look a little bit different. So, and that's again an NCAA tournament team last year that are returning some good players and added some pieces. And then, you know, Auburn is a SEC team, and, you know, they're used to playing on the road. They're used to playing in hostile environments. So that's going to be a good test for us early.
We mentioned, we were talking about the Big Ten earlier, and obviously they had, the Big Ten's seen some changes in the last several weeks, even months now. You have, not only, we all know about USC and UCLA, but now you got Oregon and Washington jumping in. What are your thoughts about seeing this kind of change in competition by having these teams from the West Coast now come in to help to compete with you guys?
Well, you know what? It's just our regular season is going to be like playing in the NCAA tournament every night. You know, when you look at the four teams that are coming in from the West Coast, when you look at the teams that are currently in our conference that are already NCAA tournament mainstays, when you talk about Iowa and Indiana and Michigan and Illinois and Maryland and Ohio State, I mean, you know, you've got, you know, 8, 9, 10 teams that are NCAA. You know, they're definitely going to be NCAA tournament caliber teams. So I think that kind of competition is definitely going to prepare us to be an NCAA tournament team and to eventually, you know, make some runs in the tournament. That's the luxury of playing in this conference is you're just going to play great competition and you're going to play against great coaching. You know, I think that's one thing that may not get stated enough about the Big Ten Conference is how good the coaching is. When you look at last year, we had Ohio State, for example, they finished fourth in the Big Ten and make it to the Elite Eight. You know, you've got three teams from our conference make it to the Elite Eight. It's just a very talented conference from a talent standpoint and from a coaching standpoint. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it.
It's going to be exciting. I mean, what is your, you've done this many times, obviously, in opening day. What is kind of your routine when you really begin the season as far as getting ready for game day is concerned? How excited are you for opening day in of itself?
Oh, I love opening day. I try to stay away from the gym until close to game time. It's the longest day ever, you know, especially when it's a 7 o'clock tip. It's just a long day. Like, you can't wait for the game to start. So I try to find a way to keep myself busy. Game one is, man, it's the most, I always say this, the most wonderful time of the year is the start of basketball season. And I can't wait for November 6th to get here.
It's going to be exciting. And folks, again, the season begins November 6th. Rutgers will be hosting Monmouth, and it's the first of a 3-game homestand. That homestand concludes with a test against Auburn, which is also going to be Nikki McRae Penson Day as well here at Rutgers. So that's going to be a nice moment as well.
Yep. We're looking forward to it.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you down the road. And best of luck this upcoming season.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.